right now it is time for a little something we call, on a Football Friday, Riled Up. I love that music. A little Orion from the Mighty Metallica sets the stage for a Friday edition of the Riled Up line. I hope you hit it last night at 610-771-9751. No winter sports in action last night for the Philadelphia teams, but they'll both be in action tonight. And, of course, the Eagles drama surrounding them, which is pretty much as per usual. So let's see what came in last night on the Riled Up line.
Wentz is better than Foles, period. Wentz is not elite yet. To be elite, you guys can agree with me, you have to at least win a playoff game. Wentz has the skills to be elite, the skill set, but he has to put it all together and stay on the field the entire season.
I totally agree with you, except one part of that. Winning one playoff game does not make one elite. You have to have all the other ingredients of elite and skill set and mindset and all that stuff to be elite. But you got to go beyond just winning one playoff series. You got to be elite. You got to win championships.
Well, is Nick Foles elite? He won a Super Bowl.
No. He's not elite.
I know.
Because he doesn't have the other required ingredients. He's got clutch. Nick Foles is clutch, not elite.
How's everyone doing?
Yeah, I agree, Nick. How is everyone doing? And we'll find out how you're doing on Sunday, and I hope you do great. I'm rooting for Nick Foles to go out there and chuck it up and down the field and have a great day and bring home a win.
Are you taking over-under? Here's one of the over-unders. 2.5 touchdown passes for Nick Foles. Does he have the magic?
I'm going to go Nick Foles on the over. I think one to Ertz. One to Alshon, who we had some pretty good chemistry with last year. And I'm going to go one to a running back in that Josh Adams. 3 touchdowns.
You're going 3 TDs for Nick Foles?
3 touchdowns, 1 pick in the game. I'm not saying they're going to win. I'll go 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. All right? We can take live calls at 610-632-0975. It's wide open, so you don't have to wait. What's next, Andrew?
It's relentless, and I can't take much more. If you honestly think that Foles is going to fix things, what's he going to do, clone himself and play, you know, secondary also and maybe linebacker and be a running back? Come on, people. There's way too many holes. Nobody is coming in and taking us to the promised land this year.
You might be right about that, but look, a lot of people thought the same thing last year. You know what I mean? A lot of people thought that, you know, Nick, it's over. Carson's gone. Nick Foles can't get it done. Well, maybe he can. Maybe he can get it done. I'm not sure about that. By the way, I'm thinking it was a different Nancy Wilson that passed away. I thought it was the woman from Heart.
Jeez.
not the case. I just saw that on Twitter.
I'm out.
I am too.
Cold. There's blood on my hand. Cold is a nice bath. Cold trying to get my injuries better. Cold, my neck, my back, my knee, my wrist, my ribs. Cold. But I'm a cobra.
Yeah, I like that. Cold as the ice bath.
Yeah, but that was a bashing call almost.
Yeah. Well, it sucks because the ice bath is in order. Now, do you take an ice bath for a sore back? I always went, when I had the bad back, I went with the heating pad.
Well, you're supposed to do a little bit of both, aren't you?
Yeah, well, the cold, I guess, is to bring the inflammation down.
You go 15 heat, then you go with the ice after that, right? Something like that?
So you alternate? Maybe that's why I suffered from it for 5 years.
Or maybe that's why my body's still in pain, is because I did go back and forth.
Now, I had the bad back. I did it chopping wood with a big sledge axe. And then I went on my honeymoon. I ended up in a Mexican shelter because of for Hurricane Wilma. And I slept on a pool mat and an elementary school desk for 4 days. And I came back with a bad back. I was hanging upside down on inversion tables. Had a lumbar facet injection surgery.
Are you
nothing
serious?
Worked. Yeah, nothing worked. And then I saw that P90X commercial with Tony Horton on TV. And I ordered it and did it for 6 weeks. And I woke up, no back pain. Haven't had it since. That's how I did it. I got lucky. What's next?
Good. Martina, how y'all doing? It's Nikki Six, baby. I'm back. You're going to see me do some magic this time, baby. You don't worry. Gonna win out. Gonna win. Gonna go to Super Bowl. Let's make some noise. Come on.
Yeah,
see, there's a fan that's coming together. He's rallying himself and anybody around him, and hopefully you, around the laundry, around the Eagles. I like that. Get pumped up. You know, there's a little bit different intrigue to this game now. You know, all the people that have been calling for Foles when Wentz has struggled this season, I know that none of them wanted to see Wentz get hurt, and that's how this would happen. But Foles is going to get in there, so there's some intrigue. What's he going to be able to do? Now, the first two games of the year, before Carson was able to come back, he wasn't great. I'll look up the numbers on those games, but we'll see how Foles does. This is a very difficult situation for Foles, so let's be really honest about this and not expect him to go out there and just be prolific. First of all, he hasn't played since week two. Second of all, he doesn't have the weapons, the same thing that Carson Wentz didn't have. So it is a very difficult spot. So let's be fair and be honest about it. Let's take a live Riled Up call, Andrew. Let's go to Mike and Del Ran on the Riled Up line on the Fanatic. What's up, Michael?
Yo, what's up, boys?
What's going on?
Are you a Nick Foles fan? Are you a Carson Wentz fan? Or are you an Eagles fan?
I'm an Eagles fan.
Right, you're an Eagles fan. Stop this arguing and bickering amongst ourselves. Yeah, Carson Wentz is the future. But he's hurt. Nick Foles is the right now. Don't want to watch somebody fail. You sound like a loser, you callers who call it here that want to see Nick Foles lose. Just go out there and root for your team, for Christ's sake. Go back.
Thank you, Michael. How cool would it be if Nick Foles goes out there and writes another chapter? You know, they haven't started the movie yet, the Nick Foles movie. But if he can go out there and write another chapter to this movie of the improbability of Nick Foles and add another distinguished period of time to this movie that eventually will be made about the things one man can overcome against all odds.
Well, he's already got the book called Believe. It's got to be Believe 2, right? You got to write a second book.
You're going to have to get the sequel, right? The movie will be done in one fell swoop. And maybe the Super Bowl was just the beginning of this magical story of Nick Foles. Maybe he's just one of those guys that is it. You know what I mean? We don't know what it is. You can't put your finger on what it is. But maybe Nick Foles has it at the right time.
Well, it's funny. I was texting with a couple people yesterday, and they said, hey, Andrew, do you think they have any shot if Wentz is done for the year? And I said, no. And then I sent a follow-up text saying, but I said the exact same thing last year.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Like, I said right away, as soon as Carson Wentz went down last year, that the Eagles have no shot. Now, I remember you saying that you still believed. I had zero confidence in Nick Foles winning last year.
Yeah, my argument.
So how can I just straight up say no this year?
Yeah, my argument last year was like, Did Carson Wentz get hurt last year, or did 53 guys get hurt last year? No. It was just Wentz. Well, there was other guys injured, but it's a team sport. So I believed last year. It hurt when Carson got hurt, but Harry and I remained pretty positive on the situation, and it worked out. Not because of us, but that's how I felt about it at the time. I feel differently this time because it's not the same team, but I have the same hope. Let's take a live call and go to Sean. Oh, Sean in Pine Hill. What's going on, Sean? You're on the Fanatic.
Uh-oh. Yeah, real quick. Doug Peterson, you're not Belichick. We're playing the Rams. No one cares you're playing the Rams. You're 12.5-point underdog, so who cares about that? Second off, Carson Wentz. You know he's like? You ever see that old lady, that commercial where she falls at the bottom of the steps? She's like, help, I can't get up. That's Carson Wentz. So that's how he's the whole career injured. And all the people that like Nick Foles, you ever see the movie called Benchwarmers? That's the guys that like Nick Foles. The guys that can never get in and do anything. So good luck with the rest of your season.
All right. Well, coming from a Giant fan, and look, the Giant quarterback, Eli Manning, he's a little long in the tooth, but he plays every week. He doesn't get injured. But then again, he folds up like an accordion anytime anybody comes around him. But he also has got two Super Bowl rings in his cap. But look, I don't know what the future is going to be for Carson Wentz. And Dan Orlovsky talked about it and related it to Matthew Stafford. Eventually, I think Dan Orlovsky was right in the sense that Carson does need to figure out how to protect his body a little bit better, because you can't availability in sports. It doesn't matter how good you are if you can't be available. It really doesn't. There's a long list of guys, right, that just never could stay on the field of play because they just couldn't stay healthy. They just had misfortune or their body. It's like that movie Unbreakable. You know, you got one guy that can't be broken, and you had the guy like Samuel L. Jackson that couldn't avoid breaking a bone at every turn. I don't think Carson Wentz is that, though. I don't. I think it's just been a little bit of misfortune, and he's got to tweak the way he plays a little bit. What's next?
Oh, Andy Reid, how I could depend on you. Having a bad day, Wentz get hurt, Flyers look like poop, Andy Reid does Andy Reid. Hold my beer, I got this. 2-score lead, 4 minutes left. Nah, we're going to blow it. Thanks, Big Red. Time's yours, bud.
Why? See, I don't get this. Why do people still relish in the failures of Andy Reid?
Thank you. I've been thinking the same thing.
I've seen a ton of it on Twitter today. Like, people are going, oh, Andy blew another one. Oh, and they're happy about it. They're cheering for the failure of Andy Reid. Now, the Big Stones Award of the Week goes, the Chargers going for two. I mean, right? I mean, that's classic. And Philip Rivers, by the way, is phenomenal. And that was a good game last night. But why do people relish in the failure of Andy Reid? He brought you some great years here. I know he didn't win the Super Bowl. They went to five NFC championships and made it to one Super Bowl. But people want to see him fail. I root for Andy Reid to win a Super Bowl.
If the Eagles aren't in it, yeah, if they don't make it, I want the Chiefs to win.
I do too. I might go get a Chiefs jersey. I'm going to go get a Mahomes jersey.
All right, well, don't go too far.
No, I am. I'm going to do it. No, you know what? I'm not going to get a Mahomes jersey. I'm going to get an Andy Reid jersey. How about that? All right? Is that a conflict?
Is there a Reid jersey? Or no, you got to go with the red sweater.
Well, it looks like I look like the Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, you can't go red. There's no Andy Reid jersey.
What, am I going to stuff a pillow in it and grow a mustache?
A couple too? Pillows, yeah.
And walk around and say, I could do a better job. You know what I mean?
Time's yours. Now, let me ask you a question here.
Let me start with the injuries.
Everybody talks about how Nick Foles, well, not everybody, but there is a group of people that say Nick Foles is the best quarterback in Eagles history just because he won that Super Bowl. Is Doug Peterson, to those people, the best coach in Eagles history?
Maybe some people do believe that because he accomplished what no other coach did. And if you judge sports simply on accomplishment, then you could make the case on both of those guys. I don't judge it just on that because I have a pair of eyes and pretty darn good vision. But some people do, Andrew. I think it's an interesting question. What's next?
I saw a lot of tweets about Wentz is injury prone and isn't durable. Even had a real life Twitter okay guy hop into my mentions yesterday. Can we possibly lay off these terms before we slap a flaming Steve label on the guy? He's not the first QB to miss games. He did come back from major surgery last year for sake. Okay.
Yeah, look, yeah, and you're right. He's not. There is a lot of those people that in the moment, what they experience, they tend to stretch that out, that's going to be the rest of their career. Wentz is in his third year. I hope he has a very long career and avoids injury all along the way. We'll see if that happens. There's other players, and like I said, Orlovsky mentioned Matthew Stafford. Now, Stafford hasn't won squat douche out there in Detroit, but still, there are players that have to learn how to play in the NFL and protect their bodies a little bit more as they get older and they mature and get that knowledge of what it's like to play in the NFL, because you can get hurt. Like, you can get hurt in college, but you can get hurt on any play in the NFL, man. The guys are so fast, big, and strong, it's insane. What's next?
This city won a Super Bowl, no small part, due to Carson Wentz. And now the fact that some people are calling up have the idea that he isn't a quarterback that we would extend and go forward with, and it makes you wonder if we even deserve the Super Bowl. How stupid we are. We're just dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb.
Wait, why did he say deserving the Super Bowl, Andrew?
Because everybody thinks that it was Nick Foles that won the Super Bowl and that Carson Wentz had no reason why they got to the Super Bowl. Obviously, he had the great regular season. So he thinks that people are dumb if you don't give any credit to Carson Wentz.
Well, you have to give credit to Carson Wentz.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody's taking that away from him. I've never heard anybody say Carson Wentz didn't help them get to where they were last year.
Oh, man, he wasn't the component that saw it to the goal line, but he was the component that set the stage for home field. And he was the component that had that offense feeling confident and walking with a nice swagger like George Jefferson used to walk. Remember how George Jefferson walked in the opening of the Jeffersons with the hands going back behind Sherman Helmsley?
Yeah, I watched it all the time when I was not born yet.
In utero. but yeah, he had a good walk, though. Sherman Helmsley, he had a great walk. That thing had, his walk had tude. I like that. What's next?
So I'm looking back on the season, and I'm trying to find a positive takeaway. And I guess that would have to be Michael Bennett, all right? Michael Bennett is sick. He throws on, like, some Valley Girl shoulder pads and just wreaks havoc. I don't want to get so caught up on everything that's going on right now that we let this guy walk. I mean, I like Brandon Graham and everything, but thank you, Brandon Graham.
Thank you, 97.5. Well, Michael Bennett, I will tell you that the equipment guys probably do not like Michael Bennett, because what he does to his uniform and his, he cuts the back of his pants every week. Because I guess he just likes that part of it to be like loose fitting. And the shoulder pads, you're right. They're smaller than the ones kids wear at like, you know, LAFA or like youth level football. They're tiny, and he's got this the jersey rolled into it so his shoulders are exposed. Now, I get why he does it, because he doesn't want to give an offensive lineman anything to get a grasp on. But you're right. He's been in the second half of the season. He has been really good. He was tremendous last week, and he's been an asset for this team. And he's been forced into a situation where he's got to play more than maybe they originally hoped. But I'm sure he's relishing the fact that he's getting more snaps. And the thing on him too when he came in was that he got better as games went on. He was really good in the fourth quarter. You've seen that too. What's next?
Well, it's not the orange and black, the choking dogs that they are. Jason, this is one of the top three worst Flyers teams of all time. There's not just a tweak here and there. This is a complete blow-up, and nothing is off the table, okay? Okay?
I agree with the okay guy in one sense. I don't think it's one of the top three worst teams of all time for the Flyers. Now, they're performing very erratically, obviously. But it's strange when you consider everything what their record is, that the record's not reflective of how bad they've been as a team. And the fact that they're not buried is because the division is nobody's running away with it. No teams have been consistent this year. But the fact that they're 12-13-4 on the season, considering how they've played, to me almost it defies logic. But here's where I agree with the okay guy on that real quick. He's right. Nothing is off the table. There's no change that's off the table at this point. You don't tear it down because that doesn't work in that league and strip it down to the studs like you do in the NBA and hope for to get the number one pick, Jack Hughes. But, nothing's off the table. I totally agree with the okay guy. Boy, that's a monumental moment right there, Andrew, isn't it?
You agreed with the okay guy.
Regarding a hockey point, nonetheless. That's pretty wild. I feel like we've really kind of, I can retire now.
Now, can you think of the top three worst Flyers teams of all time, like off the top of your head, and where this team ranks?
Well, the one back in, I can't remember the year, was it 04, 05, when Ken Hitchcock got fired and Bob Clark got fired. And then that offseason they brought in Danny Briere and they went to a conference final the next year. They finished with, I think, the lowest amount of points in the league that year, like 48 points. To me, that's probably the worst one. But this team is not that. I mean, that team was pitiful.
I was actually stunned when I looked at the record yesterday, and they're still 12-13-4.
Yeah, it's just saying.
Like they're right around 500. But
hockey 500, yeah.
But yeah, exactly. At any moment now, you could just see them rip off another 10-game losing streak like we saw a couple of years ago.
Well, or they could rip off 7 straight wins, too. It doesn't make any sense.
That's only when they're on the road.
Well, yeah, they're on the road now. They got 2 more games left on this trip. They'll come home for 3, and then they go back out for 5.
So that's their time to shine. 5-game win streak when they go out on the road.
Well, I mean, remember last year in February, they went like 10-0-1. It was like, what's going on here? It's nuts. That's the one thing about them, and it's a horrible identity to have of inconsistency, and that's what they have. But 610-632-0975. Hit the Riled Up line, by the way, this weekend. You'll have that opportunity as you watch the Sixers and Flyers tonight. Flyers back in action tomorrow as well against Vancouver. And obviously Sunday night football when the Eagles take on the LA Rams and Nick Foles presumably will be under center. Doug Peterson said Carson Wentz is still questionable for the game on Sunday. But it was odd because he said it's a 3-month timetable of recovery.
I was so confused by that earlier.
Yeah. Somebody asked him, what's the recovery time? He said it could be up to 3 months. But he said he's still questionable for this game. I don't understand that either, but I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed by any means. But here's the phone number, 610-632-0975. Give me a compelling reason. Give me the scenario why the Eagles are going to come back from L.A. and beat the Rams, and Nick Foles is going to have the magic. Or maybe it's the defense that leads the way. Jim Schwartz watches the tape of that Bears game last week and goes, boom, the Bears cracked the code on how to limit the offense of the Rams, other than weather, and is able to contain them to a point where Nick Foles and the Eagle offense can outscore the Rams. If you can make the case, we'll put you in the mix for a case of Labatt Blue, the Canadian Pilsner Crafter from Two Row Malted Barley, and select aromatic hops for a crisp, clean taste. Always enjoy responsibly. Also going to name our caller of the week coming up. We'll put you in the mix there as well. And also the pair of tickets to see Dane Cook at the Met March 30th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. So here's the number, 610-632-0975. Let's get back to the phones. Pat and Ben. Oh, I love talking to Pat. Pat and Ben Salem's on the Fanatic. Pat, what's going on, buddy?
Pat.
No, Pat's an Ambler.
I don't know if it's the same Pat that you might be thinking of.
No, it's Pat and Ambler. I'm sorry.
But, I'm driving in Ben Salem. You know, I don't know if this is feasible, but I don't think Toronto will be able to sign Mitch Marner. And, you know, I don't think our number nine is going to be as great as people project him to be. What do you think, Provorov for Marner?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if a couple of GMs collude and put an offer sheet on Matthews and put an offer sheet on Marner or make that impossible, which is something that's been talked about a little bit. Boy, I don't know if I would. That's tough. Number nine's having a, and you're talking about Provorov, it's having a regressed year so far. But defensemen in this league do go through some ups and downs when they're young, and the value of a defenseman is so high. I'd have to really think about it, Pat. I love Marner, though. I love him, and, you know, I hear some chatter that he would be a target. Absolutely.
Yep. All right.
They're going to have the cap. They're going to have the cap space to deal to be able to fit him. I'll tell you that.
Yep.
Pat, enjoy it, brother. Crazy weekend. The Sixers back in action tonight, by the way. Coming off that loss the other night against the the Nets. Let's see what the line is on this Sixers game tonight as they get back in action. Both winner teams in action tonight. And the Sixers at home tonight against the Pacers. Sixers -4 tonight on the home court. And Indiana coming in here tonight. I don't think we've seen Indiana this year, have we, Andrew? Have they played the Pacers yet this year?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think that they have. But Indiana right behind the Sixers by a half a game in the standings. They're 18-10. Sixers 19-10. The Bucks and Sixers both 3.5 games back of the conference-leading Toronto Raptors, who have a record of 23-7. And we're still kind of pointing to that game coming up on the 22nd when the Sixers take on the Raptors. But this time at the Wells Fargo Center, and we know how good the Sixers have been at the Wells Fargo Center this year, 14-2. The home court advantage will come into play in that game against the Raptors. But they'll be back in action tonight, like I said, against the Pacers and are a 4-point favorite in the game.
Correction, Sixers did play the Pacers back on November 7th. And they won 100-94. That was when guys like Covington and Sharks were still on the team.
Wow, okay.
So new look for the Sixers against the Pacers.
Real quick, too, did you get clarification that Tyrone did pick the Eagles outright this week?
Yes, he did. Tyrone Johnson picked the Eagles outright.
All right, so the producer of Mike Missinelli show, Tyrone, he picked Penn the other night to beat Villanova, and he nailed it. He picked an outright Ivy League Penn winner over Nova. And now he's picking the Eagles over the Rams. Ty's hot right now. You got to put some value in Ty's opinion right now. He might be streaking for big cash. 610-632-0975.
Hey, real quick, Jason. Sorry to interrupt. This is something we should talk about on the other side. A news anchor from Kansas City, Brad Stevens, just posted a photo of three Eagles fans that travel to Arrowhead. And on cardboard boxes, they wrote, "Dear Santa, all I want is Andy Reid back in Philly."
Really? So, and they're legit. Retweet that from the midday account, Andrew.
They're wearing like old school Eagles jackets too. One guy's got the Flyers knit cap on.
What? And they're saying, "I want Andy Reid back in Philadelphia." I like Andy Reid. I want him to win. I don't want him back though.
Interesting.
Been there, done that. Now think about this too, Andrew. When we go away for a little break here, is there a coach that you would want back in Philadelphia in any of the sports? A guy that was here before that you go, I'd take that guy back right now. Sometimes you say you can't go back in time. You can't go back to old guys. I got a guy that I'd love to go.
Someone who's still around and could coach?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll think about it.
A guy that could be an option if he was available. 610-632-0975. That is the number. It's a Football Friday, and the Midday Show is live today at the Tropicana. Anthony off today. Jason Martinez back with you on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour on the Midday Show, brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over, 49 years. To find out more, visit InjuryLawyer.com. It is the Midday Show live at the Tropicana on a football Friday. Anthony with the day off. We got two open lines if you want to grab them at 610-632-0975. Ask that question before we went to the break, Andrew. Is there a coach you would want to bring back that's been here before? And you go, okay, I'll try and relive the glory with said coach. Is there a guy you got in mind?
Oh,
you
going
to go Fregosi?
No. I'm going on the ice, man. And you know exactly who I want back.
Yeah, it's the one I thought of, too.
Let's go. I want Peter Laviolette back now.
Yeah, well, he...
I used to be a big, big Flyers fan, and I stopped watching for reasons that we don't have to get into. Plus, I get the sports getting kind of boring. But when they fired Laviolette, I said, are you serious? And I was pretty much done with the team at that point.
Yeah.
3 games into the regular season.
Yeah.
And look what he's done since he's left Philadelphia.
Well, I mean, look what he did before he got here. Look what he did here. He does it everywhere. He's a quick fixer. Yeah, a lot of people, that is certainly one of the answers a lot of people say. And the 24-7, because they were in the Winter Classic that year in Boston at Fenway Park, exposed everybody behind the scenes to the intensity of Peter Laviolette.
I'm not putting up with it.
Yeah, I mean, I dealt with him. I was with the team through that whole season and that playoff run. And an intense guy. Really good dude, though. Like, a really good guy. And I had a lot of fun covering the Peter Laviolette time here in Philadelphia. He gave me one of the hardest jacks to the ribs I'll ever remember. As I was trying to do a post-game show in Montreal, he's walking by to go to his coach's office after game 4 of the conference final. As they're walking to the coach's office, I'm bent over looking at my computer, and I got a jack to the ribs from the coach. I'm like, what the hell? And he turned around, and he gives me a big fist pump. He was all pumped up.
So when you were in pain, he said,
what's the problem now?
Yeah, I said, are you going to be soft about it? Toughen up. Let's go to Jason in Killington, Vermont. You checking in from, Jay?
Shillington.
Oh, Shillington, not Killington. Yeah. Okay.
Just right outside of Reading. But, coach, I want back. It's a long shot. And part of me is praying they freaking lose out and fire his ass. But could you imagine Ron Rivera running this defense?
So you like to get Ron Rivera back in there. So you want a defensive-oriented head coach.
Oh, God.
Now, yeah, you want him to be the defensive coordinator, or you want him to be the head coach?
Oh, coordinator.
Oh, okay. Well, if Ron Rivera were to lose his job, he'd get another head job, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's a long shot. I don't know. Possibly.
Yeah, I mean, the other guy I've always been kind of interested in is John Harbaugh. He was also with the Eagles, yeah. He was a special teams guy here, and he's done a nice job in Baltimore, and they've just gone to Jackson as the quarterback and put Flacco on the bench. He's a guy that I've always liked, too.
Yeah, I would love Harbaugh. I know Rivera's a long shot, but, man, that would be amazing.
Well, yeah, it's not about what is possible. It's about what you want that's under some realm of possibility. But Ron Rivera is a good one. Absolutely. I mean, look, that 1 year in Carolina when they went to the Super Bowl, they were fantastic, that team.
Same when he was with the Bears. The Bears had, I think it was 03-04.
Great,
you know,
with Urlacher. Yeah, was that with Urlacher and Peanut Tillman and a good squad?
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
There 2 years in there where they had a really, really good defense. And then, when he was here, he had, the Axeman. Dude, the Axeman.
Oh, yeah, with Trotter.
He was the linebackers coach.
Yep, yeah, you're right. And Jim Johnson was the defensive coordinator. That's a good one, Jay. I'm going to put you in the mix, all right, for Caller of the Week, free beer, and the Dane Cook tickets. All right, buddy?
Have a good day.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Chuck in Northeast Philly. Joins us on the Fnatic. How you doing, Chuck?
Yo, what's going on, brother?
What's up, bro?
Not much. If I could bring any coach back, it would definitely be Peter Laviolette.
Yeah, I think that's the one that most people are going to go to bring back. You know what's funny? He's actually going to be back Thursday night. But as the coach of the Nashville Predators.
Yeah, he's going to be back to kick our asses.
Well, maybe. I mean, look, the Flyers got to go out there and hand it to Lavi. You know what I'm saying?
We got to solve this goaltending situation as well.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. That needs to be solved right now because Brian Elliott's been sent back to Philadelphia for a medical examination that they said was planned. I hope it doesn't lead to a surgery because he's still not back. And Michael Neuver came back for the birth of his child. So on the road trip right now, Alex Lyon and Anthony Stolarz.
Stoley will do all right, but he's still got room to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. So Peter Laviolette, there's that vote, and that's the one Andrew had and I had as well. Pete in Princeton wants to talk about the Eagles and Foles. Pete, how you doing today, man?
Doing well. Just a question real quick. I haven't really heard anybody talk about it. Eagles beat Dallas. Does Carson play this week?
If they would have won on Sunday, would he play? That's a great question. I don't think any of us will ever know the truth to that, Pete. If the situation was different and there was more of a reason because you could extend your season and you're now at the top spot in the division, does the player play through it, even though, as they termed it, they found the fracture on Tuesday? I don't know. It depends.
Here's the other question for you. At the beginning of the week, before this stuff came out with Carson, what was everyone saying? Well, we're going to lose to the Rams, and now we need to win our next two games. My question is, what happens if we beat the Rams? Does Carson then play the next week?
Yeah, and
there's a question I have, and I really would like to know your guys' answer with that. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, Pete, you raise great questions because, Doug, it was weird today when asked about the timetable of recovery for Carson. He said it could be up to 3 months, but it doesn't require surgery. And then he also said he's questionable. So does that leave that leaves the door open that he could play this Sunday, although none of us really believe that he's going to play this Sunday. But if Nick Foles went out there and beat the Rams, would you go back to Wentz anyway? Because Nick Foles had a good game, presumably, if you're going to beat the Rams and outscore the Rams. Would you go back to Nick Foles or back to Carson Wentz after that? Well, there's a lot of open-ended things in regards to this quarterback situation right now. And I don't know that Doug clarified it today. He may have clouded it more than anything because he said the recovery time's up to 3 months for Carson Wentz, but he's questionable for this week. That seems a little odd to me. So I don't know where that stands. I don't know what his availability would be beyond this week. They did say there was a report yesterday, I think, that said the injury is healing already. Well, if the injury was just discovered on Tuesday and they're saying it's healing already, boy, that's quick. That's quick to me. If they're saying the injury's healing nicely, usually you have a baseline of where the injury was, and to see it heal, you have to see improvement. So, I don't know. A couple things that don't make sense. 610-632-0975. Get back to the calls. We're going to squeeze in some when we get back. Before we get to good old Mikey Miss coming up at the top of the hour on a football Friday, where he will have the great Brian Westbrook on the show today from 4 to 5. Stay tuned. We're back after this on the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Problem now.
Ah, the festive spirit. It's alive here at the Tropicana as well.
Come out
on the hour in the in like the cathedral area in the quarter. They crank up the Christmas music and the fake snow comes down. It's pretty cool. I catch it on the way out every week. Real quick, I want to read this tweet from Jeff Good on Twitter. Jeff_Good68 says, at Jason Mert, I sit in the 215 section at the link. Why do we want Andy Reid to fail? Because he tore our hearts out and stomped on them then stuffed it back into our chest five times, then took total control and became the arrogant ass we remember. Time's yours. I appreciate this guy doing the sawing work while we're doing the show, by the way. Oh, my goodness. Let's get to a call, if that's at all possible. Dan in Southwest Philly.
What up?
On the Fanatic. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing good, other than this circular saw that's in my eardrum.
Can you hold on?
I can hear you, buddy.
Turn
go ahead.
Out?
Yeah, I got my headphones cranked for you.
Okay, I'm going to give you my coach, an Eagles point, and then a Phillies point real quick.
Well,
my coach
stack them.
Terry Francona.
Yeah, somebody else mentioned that on Twitter. That's an interesting one.
And just imagine we gave up on him way too early.
Yeah, look, he got the job done, obviously, ending the streak up in Boston, and boy, he turned out to be a pretty good manager.
And Cleveland's been...
Yeah, you're right.
Well, he took them to the world. He took them out of the gutter.
Yeah, he did.
And I'm going to make it a fast Eagles. Could you imagine if Bowles wins the next three, and they go into the Super Bowl?
Well,
and get into the playoffs?
If I'm gonna imagine that, Dan, I'm gonna need some illicit substances to help me, guys. I just don't see it, if I'm being honest. But would I enjoy it? Hell yeah, it'd be great.
You didn't think about it last year without any substance.
I didn't lose faith, Dan, last year. My point last year was, yeah, Carson went down, but it's a team.
Exactly, and I am a big fan supporter. Able to send a negative on Wednesday, but I don't want to get too far off the beaten point. I want to make one more point on the phone.
You got to make it more clearly. I'm having a hard time understanding you, Danny.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead, real quick.
With the Phillies, all they really need to do is just sign Harper.
Sign Harper. Well, I saw a report today that I think it was it the Yankees, Andrew, that have no interest in Harper, but they are interested in Machado. I think that's what I saw earlier.
Yeah, the signs recently have been pointing to the Yankees and Machado. He's next on the radar after they signed Hap.
Okay.
But come on. I mean, there's no way they're going to be like, we have no interest in Harper.
Yeah.
They're going to have interest in Harper, but they might have Machado as their number one guy.
Yeah. Well, it's just changing minute by minute at this point. Let's go to Provolone Joe on the Fanatic. What's up, PJ?
All right, so here's what's going to happen. Let me get right into this, Jake. The Eagles are going to win Sunday, and here's why, okay? The rallying cry around Foles is going to be, first of all, he's going to spread the ball around a lot more than Carson did. He doesn't block like Carson does. So all the offense are going to be involved. They're not going to be one-dimensional. Doug's going to coach a little bit more better because everybody's not going to sit back and go, oh, Carson's here. We could just let him win the game. Everybody's now going to play harder. So it's weird, but that's why they're going to win.
Yeah, that gets you through like a week usually, Joe. Like Mikey Miss calls this the backup goalie theory. Everybody knows when your main guy's not there, everybody needs to elevate their level of play.
And that's why I'm saying they're going to win this.
I love it.
That's the reason. That's it, right there. You ask for a reason, I'm giving you the reason.
All right, and because you did that, Provolone Joe, it's a good reason because I believe in the backup goalie theory. I think Mikey Miss is on to something with that.
I don't think it gets you three wins, but I'm going to tell you now, and I'm not going to stone cold mortal lock it, but it's not a 10-point line. Because of that reason, this is an 11-point game. This is a field goal game, and I'm telling you, the Eagles could win this game, and they could win it pulling away probably by a touchdown at the end and shock the world. It's a shock the world game, I'm telling you.
All right. Well, for that, Provolone Joe, I'm giving you a pair of tickets to see Dane Cook at the Met March 30th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. So enjoy the show on my birthday, all right?
Well, yeah, my man. You're the best. Thanks, brother. Yeah,
I like anybody whose name has something to do with cheese, PJ. Hang on for me. Andrew will get your info. But you score the tickets to Dane Cook. Again, that show will be March 30th at the Met. New venue, or refurbished venue, I should say. And the tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. By the way, our Free Beer Friday winners, is that DeRossi wins a case of Labatt
DeRoss.
Blue? DeRoss wins a case of Labatt Blue, the Canadian Pilsner, crafted from two-row malted barley and select aromatic hops for a crisp, clean taste. Always enjoy responsibly. Also, David wins a case of Labatt Blue as well. And our caller of the week this week is Chris. He scores the $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers. That's where Philly gets engaged. So congratulations to all you guys on those terrific parting gifts here from the Midday Show on what has been an incredible week of Philadelphia sports. Started out with the loss to the Cowboys, and the twists and turns along the way of this past week have been very crazy, and we'll see where it goes from here. A lot of sports action this weekend with three teams involved. Well, you should really say four because Hot Stove is still stoking as well. We'll see what the Phillies may accomplish this weekend, what the Sixers can accomplish this weekend, what the Flyers can accomplish this weekend, and, of course, what the culminating on Sunday evening in Los Angeles with Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth on the call on NBC's Sunday Night Football as the Eagles will take on the Los Angeles Rams. And from all indications, Nick Foles will be back under center for the Philadelphia Eagles and get the start and try and pull off the miracle upset and keep the Eagles' hopes alive to get into the postseason without their franchise quarterback, Carson Wentz. Thanks to everybody. We'll start with Andrew back at the studio. Great week of radio. Mike Von Floto here. Rob, Anthony out today, but back Monday, and we'll break it all down. Mikey Miss is coming up next. Like I said, he's got B West today coming up at 4 o'clock for the hour. So stay tuned, and Mike Mix up next. And our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center for specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit their website. Visit handtoshouldercenter.com. Everybody, have a great weekend, a happy, safe weekend if you finish up that Christmas shopping. And we'll be back Monday right here exclusively on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.